Welcome to Triple M's Money Talk, where we investigate the financial issues that affect you. With me, it's a good morning to Russell Tim from MoneyLink Financial Planning. How are you, Russell?
G'day, Neil. Nice to see you again.
Thank you, sir. Now, the vaccines have started to roll out. There seems to be pointing towards people and businesses getting back to normal, and there seems to be quite a bit of optimism that that will lead to strong growth in the economy.
Once a good proportion of the population is vaccinated, that should mean that we don't need lockdowns anymore. Well, let's hope so, anyway. The Westpac Chief Economist Bill Evans says that the bank expects the Australian economy to grow 4% this year. That's pretty strong, and it certainly would be very good for sales, company profits, share prices, etc.
As we said last week, a good time to be investing is now, especially when interest rates are so low.
I've had several clients tell me that they're being offered almost nothing on their term deposits. One fellow with a large term deposit maturing said the bank had offered him 0.25% to renew for 12 months, a quarter of a percent. So there's no point in keeping money in the bank unless you will need quick access to it for some other purpose.
The low rates, though, also mean that borrowing costs are very low, so it's probably a very good time to borrow to invest.
I think so, Neil. People holding cash are looking for alternatives for a return, especially if they need income. So that's creating demand for property, shares, farms, businesses, and managed funds investing in them. Prices are rising, and this trend seems likely to continue. The Reserve Bank has indicated it intends to hold interest rates at current levels for some time. So if you have a healthy, reliable income, now is a good time to borrow to invest.
Property prices are certainly rising around here and in most country areas, though they have been a bit flatter in the capital cities during COVID, I think.
Well, Westpac is predicting that average house prices across Australia will rise 4% this year and 10% next. As we know, many city dwellers are reviewing their quality of life and heading up or down the coast or inland, and that's further boosting property values in those areas.
Maybe we should all be moving to the city. I don't think so. And I think investors can borrow for housing at around 3% per annum, can't they? Or maybe slightly less.
Yes. I believe residential property investment loans are about 3% per annum. Owner-occupied loans are at about 2.5%. You can also get loans with rates fixed for up to 5 years at around those levels. And of course, you can borrow against your home or another property to invest in managed funds or shares as well.
I suppose, Russell, one advantage of investing in managed funds is that you don't have to borrow as much money as for a property. You don't have to borrow, say, $500,000. You can start with $50,000 or $100,000 if you wish.
Yes, that's right, Neil. Yeah, investors who don't want to commit to a large property loan can borrow a smaller amount and buy managed funds and shares. And the investments can be easily bought or sold at any time. And the loan can be increased or decreased to suit.
Now, you mentioned borrowing against your home to buy managed funds. What if you don't want to mortgage your home for that?
A loan against a home or property will give you the lowest borrowing costs. But if you don't want to do that, you can use a margin loan. Margin loan rates are higher than home loans, but the tax deductibility helps. They are still a viable proposition, a good way to build wealth over the longer term. One advantage of margin loans is that they also offer installment gearing. That's where you make a regular contribution, say $1,000 a month, and borrow an extra $1,000 a month as well, so that you put in $2,000 worth of new investments each month.
Sounds good. These sort of plans are best worked out with a financial advisor, though, aren't they? Get some advice to be sure you get it right.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, thank you, Russell.
Thank you.
And Russell Tim is a representative of MoneyLink Financial Planning Proprietary Limited, an Australian financial services licence holder.